Welcome back inside our locker room chats for the final time here in the 2021 high school football season. We'll begin with Donovan West Mustangs and head coach Perry Smith. Last week, Donovan West had a tough one, went on the road to Burlingame, played so well, but ultimately fall in overtime, 36-28. Coach, we'll start there. Just a hard-fought game for your guys. You played so well at times. A couple of little things kept your guys from ultimately winning that game. But overall, just what were your thoughts on what was an absolute battle there on Friday?
It was. I thought our guys played really well. There was a game where there was two pretty good high level teams getting after it. And we started really with I thought maybe in the second half against Valley Falls defensively playing better, and that carried on to Burlington. I thought defensively we were really good for the whole game. We did a lot of good on that side of the ball. And then offensively, we're a little under our season average of what we usually get done, and just came up literally 2 inches short. That's the way it goes, we're get ourselves back going and ready for this week.
Yeah, I mean, look at that game overall. You led 22-8 at the half, but were held to just 6 points there in the second half. What was it in those final two quarters that Burlingame did that kind of limited your guys a little bit there in the second half?
Well, we had opportunities. We had some very costly penalties there. I think we had two holding calls on drives that stalled us out there in the second half. And like I said, we got down inside the one and literally came 2 inches away from scoring that would put the game away in the fourth quarter. But again, we just didn't quite get that done. But overall, like I said, I thought they did a nice job making a couple of adjustments that made it a little tougher on us. But also the game of 8-man is so much about momentum. And they made a long pass play there in the third quarter that I thought kind of got them going a little bit. If we don't give that up, I think that's maybe a team that really kind of lays down at that time. But we didn't give that up, and they got a little momentum, and we were in a dogfight. To their credit, they made some plays late. Definitely made some big plays late, but like I said, we can't look backwards. We got to look forward, and we've got to get ourselves ready for a playoff game this week.
Yeah, you talked about it, although it has been a couple of tough games here as of late. You look at it, you still have the playoffs. You were able to squeak in, and now you'll travel to Canton Galva coming up tomorrow night, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chats. We're talking with head coach Perry Smith. It's brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag. And, well, coach, you get into the playoffs now, but you've got a tough one. You'll go on the road to Canton Galva, a long road trip. Canton Galva features one of the top players in 8-man ranks, and Tyson Struber, and he's a Kansas State football commit. But it's not just him. They've got several different guys there offensively especially. What are just some things that Canton Galva can present for your defense?
Well, they're a quick strike team. They throw the ball about 70% of the time. Throw the ball, like the play, like the big play. Very athletic. Those are all things that are I would say stick out to you on film. I told the kids this week I'd compare them a lot to Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock would have been that same type of team, pretty athletic and has a good quarterback, throws the ball around, does that type of thing. So we've kind of seen that, which I think is beneficial to us, and we're going to go down there and give it a heck of a run. I know that.
Yeah, talking about them comparing to Johnson Brock a little bit, is that exactly why you played those games there at the beginning of the season as the Bishop LeBlancs, the Johnson Brocks, and teams like that to get you set for potentially a playoff game like you'll have coming up tomorrow night against Canton Galva?
That's exactly why we did it, Jumpy. I mean, it's one thing to play teams that are a little lesser and win a lot of games. It's another thing to get tested and put yourself in a position to win late. And I think we've done that. I really do. I think it showed up at Burlingame. We're a veteran tested group that we've kind of seen it all. And if we go out and play the way we're capable of playing, I'm there's no doubt in my mind it'll be a heck of a football game. And they haven't seen, an animal like us either. We're going to come in and we're going to run it at them and see if they, want to play some physicality. So that'll be a little different for them as well. So So it'll be an interesting game. I don't think there's any question about that. And as long as we stay healthy and limit some mistakes that we had against the Burlingame, I think it's a game that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Coach, this is going to be the final time we'll talk to you here, at least in the play before the playoffs get really rolling. So if your guys can happen to win, we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, here in the near future. But I just want to get your just overall thoughts on this season as a whole. I know it's just kind of been up and down ultimately, but you've had some guys step up. You've had a great group of seniors lead your group so far this year. So I just want to get your overall thoughts just on this year as a whole.
We do. We have a great group of kids. We have a great group of seniors that have come to work every day, and they strive to get better. I couldn't ask for a better group. I've told them all year I wouldn't trade them for anybody. I mean, they're probably our wins and losses maybe didn't go like we'd hoped they'd go, but you know, we've lost three games by 6 points and under, and some of them we've got to try to find a way to win, and hopefully that will happen on Friday night. But we appreciate everything you do, Johnny, and we look forward to our playoff game this week.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here coming up tomorrow night. We look forward to hopefully hearing from you here in the near future. But, Coach, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time throughout this season. We certainly appreciate it. But good luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They're brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on KNZA.